quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, where the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Keetse, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of this place, and we thank them for their stewardship. I'm Leslie, and it's another week of simply existing. You know, I have been trying the past couple of days to not totally completely lose my mind over climate existentialism. I don't know how well that's going, to be very honest with you. You are not lucky. Mark Carney is lucky that this is a daytime radio show, because from this hour on this particular afternoon, weekday afternoon, I cannot be out here cussing him out on public radio. I simply can't. The only thing I can really do is say, no, climate emissions should not be higher. We should not be pivoting towards an economic and environmental plan that makes it so that our climate emissions are going to be higher than they were before. Mark, did you know that Canada is lagging behind in terms of developing infrastructure and committing to renewable energy? Mark, that includes wind and solar energy. Mark, we don't have to do this. We really don't. So basically, that's just kind of like the monologue that I've got playing through my head over and over again the past couple of days, past week, I guess you could say. Except it's got a lot more swear words. That particular monologue has a lot more swear words and sounds a lot angrier. Which, again, cannot be shared on public radio during this time of day. Maybe in another life, Typically Tuesdays would air at midnight. That's not the life that we live currently. And so because I have been sort of, you know, just completely inundated with climate existentialism, we're doing Music Monday. We are doing a gay old Music Monday. This playlist is just, well, most of the people, basically everybody on this playlist, not everybody, technically not that we know of. There might be a member of Girls' Generation who is a member of the 2S LGBTQ plus community. We just don't know. But other than them, other than the questionably 8 to 9 of them, the rest of these musicians are queer. Most of it is new music, and I'm excited to share it with you. Some of it isn't, and I'm excited to share it with you anyways. But as alluded to earlier, we're going to start off the playlist today with a queer anthem, technically. I wasn't able to play the entirety of this song a few weeks ago when I had played it originally, much to my lament, I guess. And I thought today would just be a good opportunity to revisit it, while also thinking about what other idol songs are actually queer anthems, like in the vein of an I'm coming out, or like a You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. If you know, write in 778-782-2573. You can text me and give me your suggestions, or you can email me typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. I always check my email, and I'm always excited to find out about your thoughts. Text me or email me 778-782-2573 or typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. Okay, let's just do this. Without further ado, it is time for Girls' Generation. This is Into the New World, starting off today's episode very brightly, powerfully, optimistically gay. Enjoy.
Bye. This is Bird Note. When I say the word blackbird, what sort of bird do you picture? Maybe the familiar red-winged blackbird that sings in the marsh? Well, not all blackbirds are mostly black. One is orange and even has an aristocratic name, the Baltimore Oriole. This gorgeous golden orange and black bird took its name from Sir George Calvert, 1st Lord Baltimore. His coat of arms carried a gold and black design. Baltimore Orioles eat insects and fruit, but they're fussy. They go mostly for vividly colored fruit. For nesting material, on the other hand, bland is better. The female, who does all the architectural work, bypasses colorful threads and fibers and instead chooses dull colors. She's a much drabber orange and blends in with the background while incubating her eggs. In spring and summer, you may see these orioles in the Midwest and Eastern U.S., lighting up the leafy trees where they nest. You can cater to the particular taste of these beautiful birds. If you're lucky enough to live near Baltimore Orioles, entice them to your feeder with half an orange. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Screw.
Sibby with Don't Wake Me Up here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Down by Alana Sterling. Shout out to Ben from Indica Records for sending me Down. It's a great track and super powerful. As I understand it, Alana Sterling wrote the song right after an experience where they had been, they were harassed by cops in California for busking. They were out in California with not a whole lot of stuff, not a whole lot of possessions, just trying to make it to the next leg of their trip and busking to make a couple of bucks. And cops were harassing them. Horrifying, disgusting. Obviously, if you are a longtime listener of Typically Tuesdays, you know, and if you are a new listener of Typically Tuesdays, you shall know now, I think all cats are beautiful. Personally, all cats are beautiful. Again, you know, just incredibly powerful track there. Standing up for oneself and pushing back against this carceral surveillance centered society that we have. Shout out to Alana Sterling. We're gonna listen to some more music here on this like kind of queer music Monday. It's not exactly queer music Monday, I think. I don't know. Is it music Monday? Who knows? Again, I'm not in the right mind. I'm dealing with climate existentialism. I'll talk a little bit more about that maybe later. But for now, let's listen to something fun. Let's listen to something joyful. Let's listen to Magical Melody, Whomst I Love. I've talked about her very briefly at different times on the program before, but I want to talk about her again because I think that you should get into Magical Melody. I'm not going to lie to you. If there is one musician That's not true. I think you should get into all of the musicians on today's playlist. But if there's one musician that I need you to, like, actually Google, you don't just listen to their music, you don't just, like, look them up and talk about them with somebody else, but you, like, actually get into their work, it's gonna be Magical Melody. She is a Seattle-based overseas idol. She is pink and magical girl themed, and she is just amazing. The performer creator, I don't know how to explain. Magical Melody herself, I guess. Okay, so Magical Melody is technically a persona, right? It is like an idol performance persona. And I believe the real person's name is Miracle. But Magical Melody is Miracle's, like, you know, like, kind of like own story, basically. Miracle, I'm not gonna call this person Miracle, actually, because I don't know what the real name is, but Magical Melody basically has, like, this entire, like, mini web series about her lore as a magical girl, how she became a magical girl, how this young woman became this magical girl. And, like, it's self-produced by her and her friends, and it's, like, many, many parts on the internet. They're, like, short videos, but it's all scripted and edited and stuff like that. And then, I mean, on top of that, like, Magical Melody is a professional singer, and so her vocals live are just amazing. I've seen the clips on the internet. She hasn't performed in Vancouver yet, and, you know, I for various reasons, obviously, I will not be stepping foot into the U.S. for coming future. But I really want Magical Melody to come to Vancouver to perform, and then so I can hear her vocals live. And then on top of that, on top of everything, she roller dances as she's performing. She's not just out here dancing, dude. Ungendered, she's roller dancing. I mean, come on, how freaking cool is that? I cannot believe, let me just say as an aside, you know, I cannot believe that there are not more people who aren't in love. Wait, what is that? Hold on, double on top. Wait, hold on, cancel. Let's just, I don't understand why there aren't more people who are in love with Magical Melody. Like, just this person is just, the way that she performs, her concept, her self-production is bananas. Like, she's amazing. I'm sorry. I mean, there are a lot of other great overseas idols. Obviously, I love a lot of different idols, but, like, oh my god, Magical Melody, please, please. It's just, she's amazing. She's amazing. I need you to get into her work. I need you to do it. She had been posting up a lot of cover songs of old Showa era idol tracks. Up until now, this is her debut track called Part of Me. It was released a few months ago on Magical Melody's birthday. I'm so excited to share it with you because it is an absolute banger. If you like Showa era idols, if you like that kind of, like, city pop sound, if you like kind of, like, old retro sort of, like, jazz pop fusion music, if you like The Color Pink, girl, Ungendered, get into it. Get into her. This is Magical Melody with Part of Me here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Oh, I hope you enjoy. Ah, you better enjoy.
I see your face in frames of endless power. Hay gente que tiene talento, talento pa' cantar, talento pa' bailar, y luego estoy yo, con talento pa' que me engañen y no me tengan en cuenta, y luego estoy